BFBS. Your stories. Paderborn.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the UK is told she has cancer. Andrew Napier may not be from the UK, but she knows firsthand what it's like to lose someone to cancer.
Well, this is Race for Life, but not in England, so we do a mini Race for Life, and it's for cancer research. We all put money together, we're running in pink, and think of people we lost, people who have cancer, and try and find a cure. Well, I used to run it in Torquay. I lived in Torquay for a while, and I used to run it for my mom because she died of cancer 8 years ago. And I couldn't fly over this year, so I thought I'll run here. It doesn't matter where I run, and I've got a great bunch of friends who said they're going to run with me.
There was a lot of support for Andrea, with over 25 people running. And it was also clear that cancer had touched many people's lives. Charlie, Erica and Joe told me why they were running.
Well, my mum passed on this earth in 2004, and my T-shirt says, "Mum, you were my sunshine, my only sunshine. Rest in peace."
I'm running to just support all my friends who've lost mothers due to breast cancer, and anybody who's been affected by cancer.
I'm running to support my friend Andrea, but also in memory of my cousin Jackie, who died last year, and she was diagnosed age 40, so remembering her.
It wasn't just ladies who were racing. However, Chris Owen was wearing an inflatable pink tutu while pushing a buggy. He told me why he and his wife Julia were running together with their children.
And I lost my first wife to cancer just 3.5 years ago. She was only 30, and we said, right, we'll do something. We'll run with Andrea today. So it was for a good cause. We took the kids with us, and they enjoyed it.
If you want to find out more about Race for Life, have a look at the website, racesforlife.cancerresearchuk.org. This is Olivia Strawnhays for BFBS in Paderborn.
Tell us your stories. Email germany@bfbs.com. BFBS.